Inside a room with red padded floors and blue padded walls, music blasts through the speakers. Enter a young guy in a gray t-shirt, blue pants, and sneakers. A black padded helmet covers most of his face.
So he's getting ready to start. So they videotape the whole thing. He introduces himself to the camera.
That's Lieutenant Chad Gaydon. Gaydon is the commander here at the Department of Public Safety Training Academy, known as the Trooper Academy. The guy in gray, he's one of the Academy's 35 recruits, and he's here for a fight.
There you go.
The recruit is wrestled to the ground by one of the instructors who wraps his legs around him. Finally, though, the recruit pulls himself away and gets up to his feet. Today's fight, it's just a test. Gaydon and the other instructors, they're trying to see how recruits respond to a potential attacker.
When he got away from the attacker, he pulled out his gun. Is that that's what you're sort of...
Well, what we don't know is, what was that attacker saying to him?
From the sidelines, there's no way to know what the attacker said or did right before the fight. That makes it hard to assess whether the reaction was warranted or not. Gaydon says the same is true with police videos recorded by the public.
The public only sees what is on the video, for example. And the problem with that is something unique must have happened before that in order for the person to take out their camera and start videoing in the first place. And we don't ever see that. We only see what happens after record is pressed.
To be clear, Gaydon says it is the public's right to press record. He even says it's the officer's duty to protect that right. What this training does is it gives recruits options for how to respond.
My favorite maneuver that I've learned is it's called shrimping, where you basically just inch your way out.
Nikki Hines is a recruit from Fairbanks.
Your hips are a great tool. Just pop those hips and try to inch your way out.
Hines says she was nervous before going into today's fight.
Going into it, I was a little worried, especially being one of the smaller people, but it's been really fun. So I've enjoyed it.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
You can tell Hines is happy here. But she knows she's getting into a dangerous line of work. Back in October, Sergeant Alan Brandt with the Fairbanks Police Department was shot on duty. He died a few days later due to complications.
After I found out about Sergeant Brandt, I thought to myself, I'm going to continue to pursue this, and I'm just going to believe in God's will.
Hines was hired by the Fairbanks Police Department. After she graduates in June, she'll move back there to start work. Others on that path to becoming officers and troopers, they're here in one of the Academy's common areas. They're sitting around on couches watching UFC fighting. They're getting pumped up for their own turn at a fight.
See, you've got bruises on you. This is a
yes.
physical
yes,
experience,
ma'am, it is.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am, it is. It's an excellent one.
Timothy Howell is a recruit from Anchorage. He's training to be a court service officer.
In my eyes, the court is the house of justice, and that is... In my eyes, that is extremely noble, and there's just something about the pursuit of justice and the application of the law that I like to see.
When I ask Hal what it's been like at the Trooper Academy, he smiles.
It has been phenomenal. It's been absolutely excellent. I'm really glad you asked, actually.
You hear this a lot at the Trooper Academy. The recruits, they want to be here. That's despite how the public's perception of the police has changed over the years with the rise of violent police videos. Howell and the other recruits, they know there are risks involved, and those risks begin in Sitka, in a padded training room where officers learn the physical side of law enforcement. Today's exercise, it's about judging what a reasonable amount of force is. That's the lesson Lieutenant Chad Gaydon wants the recruits to learn and the public to understand.
There's no such thing as the least amount of force. What is less, if I tase you or I pepper spray you or I hit you with a baton or I punch you? Which one of those is least? But they're all reasonable if the circumstances make it so.
And the recruits here, they're trying to plan for any and all circumstances, for the real world. After all, that's their duty. Reporting in Sitka,